Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crackin'. This is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the T here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, you guys are going to need a bigger table because we got tons of celebrity dish to bring to you today. Now, our LA crew is going to be joining us later in the show, so we're going to pop things off right here in the A. So let's get to it. Later on, Lamar Odom is a bit regretful about his relationship with Taraji P. Henson. And did Jessica Biel publicly diss her husband, Justin Timberlake? We'll explain. But first, what you got going on, Brat?
All right, you guys, it's time for another Smash Alert. Or maybe not. Okay, don't you ever forget 1 second when you get to thinking that you're irreplaceable.
Hey.
When it comes to funny man Pete Davidson, because just after almost 1 year after breaking off his engagement with songstress Ariana Grande and ending his quickie relationship with actress Kate Beckinsale, then moving on to another quickie with actress Margaret Qualley, only to break up with her, to now being linked to model Kaia Gerber, who is the daughter of supermodel Cindy Crawford. Now, that was a whole mouthful. I'm tired.
Mouth is full.
Hello.
I'm telling you, Ariana Grande put him on the market.
That's what happened.
She talked about how big a schlong
was.
Exactly. Everybody waiting in line.
Okay, so the two were seen having brunch, y'all, in NYC, and Pete was spotted leaving Kaia's apartment building in Soho this week. But an insider claims they're just friends. Sure they are.
Sure.
So what do y'all think? Smash alert or not?
I'm definitely going with the smash alert.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a back broken alert. Well, girl, you know that isn't the only smash alert or not going down alert.
Uh-oh.
Well, supermodel Winnie Hollow and Colombian singer Maluma might be an item. Rumor has it that the two were booed up at a Latin restaurant in New York this week with friends.
Okay.
That's right. So, I don't know. They said they were dancing, enjoying each other. Well, not just dancing, dancing closely. A source said that they're claiming they're just friends, just like our first smash alert or not.
Well, I think it's good, honey, that these girls, honey, the Winnies of the world, are getting out, honey, and dating these guys from of the ethnic backgrounds and
yes.
Doing it.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And you know what? I like the fact that these girls are openly dating. I'm sick
openly.
They
ain't trying to hide.
Damn.
To me, smash alert, you have a rash alert.
All right, everybody, honey, everyone, it's time for
Tea Time with Gary.
And honey, let's take a little sip, shall we?
Pour yes. It.
Lamar Odom, baby, is pouring it up, honey. So we all know y'all that he used to date actress Taraji P. Henson, right? Y'all
right. When did that happen?
Oh, bitch, they used to date.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Let me tell y'all. Well, honey, a clip was just released from his upcoming TV One Uncensored interview, and he admitted, y'all, that he left her for Khloe Kardashian. Baby, catch this tea, honey. Take a look.
I just wish I would have done things different. But when she was a little older than me, but I learned a lot from her because that was the most significant relationship as a grown-up that I had with a black woman. Things ended with Taraji because of me being an immature punk. I didn't know how to tell her that I was falling in love with another woman named Khloe Kardashian.
Now, another black man bites the dust. Portia, go.
The black woman will go. I don't have a problem with what he's saying. I like the fact that he is being honest. I will say that. Because back then, he was dumb, he was childish, but at some point, you have to acknowledge what you have done and take accountability.
Man. My problem is that he's talking too much. Like, if Taraji wants to tell this story, let the woman tell the story, but I don't like when guys come talk and they just laying everything on the line. Taraji might didn't want everybody to know this situation. She's in a relationship with somebody else, and so is he.
But it makes him look worse than it makes her look worse.
It does, but I still don't like that. Taraji, my friend, and I don't like that. Keep that to yourself.
Well, I called Lamar, and I haven't got a return call yet about it and stuff like that.
All right, so we'll be back with more tea later over here. But, yo, we're going to bounce it over to the West Coast, see what y'all talking about. What up?
Well, I guess the old saying, what comes around goes around, applies here. It seems that before Jessica Biel tied the knot with Justin Timberlake, she really wasn't a big fan.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yep, she appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And he brought up an old interview that she was in 1999.
No way.
Take a look.
Because we actually found an interview of Jessica Biel during those times where NSYNC was around. It's pretty interesting
Jimmy,
to see.
Jimmy.
This is years before you and Justin ever met.
No, please.
Here's Jessica Biel in 1999 being asked if she's an NSYNC fan. Take a look.
To be honest, I don't really listen. I haven't really... I mean, I know of them, of course, and I've heard of them, and I've heard the music. I don't think I own any of their CDs. I'm not a huge fan. But, I mean, cool, I guess.
Now she's married to the lead singer of the group.
That's probably why it actually is working out between those two, because, the fandom didn't just wear out for her going, oh, really, you're not this type of guy. I always had this dream and fantasy of who you would be, but you actually go to the bathroom and toot.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have,
Instinct.
She didn't have, posters on the wall. She didn't have posters on the wall.
Yeah, right.
She wasn't a super fan, right.
Yeah.
Instinct. Yes, sorry. Moving on, guys. Comedian Ali Wong is opening up about an unfortunate mishap that happened on stage during one of her sets on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. She revealed that she absolutely bombed when she was opening up for Dave Chappelle because she saw Eddie Murphy in the audience. You guys, take a look at this.
I love Ali. But you performed in somewhere where Eddie Murphy...
oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Where was this? What town? Was it here?
It was in L.A. Yeah, it was at this club on Sunset Boulevard, and there was only 100 people. The feeling in the room was not like, when is Dave Chappelle coming on? It was like, oh, my God, it's Eddie Murphy. Oh, my God, Eddie Murphy's here. Oh, my God, Eddie Murphy's here. Oh, my God, Eddie Murphy's here. And that's all I could think, too. I was planning to do new material, but instead I did 10 minutes of, like, my very best material at the time.
Sure.
And I ate it so hard.
No.
Yes.
Have you guys ever ate it?
On a daily basis. Face plant after face plant after face plant.
You guys never bomb. I hear you guys on the radio a lot.
No.
And you guys are an incredible morning show. And
Thank you, Chewy.
I think the thing is, she was so focused on Eddie Murphy that maybe he wasn't giving her the typical full tooth grin. I mean, he wasn't really enjoying her as much as she wanted.
Right.
Everybody else was probably loving her.
But she's
killing him. She's Eddie's not laughing. I ate it.
No,
you didn't. Because
she's
Ali's too good.
I was stage manager at the Comedy Store in the early 2000s for a couple years. Chappelle showed up once and was like, hey, what's going on, man? I want to go up there. I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? He goes, I'm just going to go up there. And then I had to go up there and introduce Dave Chappelle. And he stayed up there for an hour and 20 minutes, y'all.
Oh,
no.
And
just and people were just like, couldn't. I went up there, make some noise for Dave Chappelle. People lost it. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, so they just go up there and you just never know who's in the audience and you never know who's going to just surprise you at a comedy club.
I'm looking so forward to Eddie Murphy's Netflix special that's coming out. I mean, he got paid $70 million for two Netflix specials.
Yes.
And I'm just so hoping that he kills, because he hasn't done stand-up in so long that the pressure on Eddie Murphy, I mean, he knows there's pressure on him. It has to be just
what
ridiculous.
I would love, I would secretly love if he bombs and then tells a story later that he bombed because he saw Ali.
Yes!
He's Ali.
And Ali Wong.
He's right there, and I got nervous because I love her. All right, well, up next, recently we sat down with celebrity numerologist Glynis McCants. And oh my God, yeah. I'm excited just thinking about it. We found out some really interesting things about some celebrities that you know and love, and we really learned a lot about ourselves.
Yes, we did.
You're not going to want to miss it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Sleep is important. The quality of your sleep affects your quality of daily life, and my attitude and my ability to be happy and productive definitely depends on the ability to get a good night's sleep. So if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress. How is Purple different from other mattresses? The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works in any sleeping position. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. 100-night risk-free trial. You're gonna love Purple. And right now, our viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the free great gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is a text DISH to 84888. That's D-I-S-H 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, today we have a very special guest in the studio with us, celebrity numerologist and author Glynis McCants is here.
Glynis McCants.
So, Glynis, tell us what you do and how numerology works.
Mm. Numerology is a science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old, and Pythagoras was the creator of the system. Wow. So you might know the name through geometry.
We right, about yeah.
That. The theorem.
Right on.
I hate him because of geometry, but I'm going to love you.
Right? But the belief was that everything in this universe has vibration, especially people. Mm. And that's why when you meet someone, you're like, oh, I really like that person.
Right.
Or you meet someone and say, why did they just drain me? Why do I feel kind of depressed? That's all vibration, and that's what I do.
Wow.
So I look at, like, numerology blueprints. You get it from the name, which has three numbers. The birthday has three numbers. And those six numbers tell me who you are.
So based on what you told us, and
yes.
since we are a celebrity entertainment news show,
yes,
I would
yes.
like to give you some names
yes.
of some celebrities and
yeah.
then tell us your insight on these people. So
okay.
Kylie Jenner,
yeah.
who recently broke up with longtime boyfriend Travis Scott, was allegedly been secretly hooking up with her ex-boyfriend Tyga.
Okay.
Is that enough information for you?
It is.
Okay.
Because I have their birth dates, and what I want to say is, ironically, she will end up with neither one of them.
Whoa!
You know, when this is all said and done, they are literally a challenge to her in numerology, which means there's always a breakdown in communication.
Huh.
And that's what has made her go back and forth. But I'll tell you what I think is interesting about her, which I didn't know until I looked at her birthday. She's an eight life path, and eights really are business-minded and obsessed with big money. And look what she's accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter
yeah, right.
who
yeah,
got
yeah,
her started.
Yeah, you gotta give her that.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
You really do. And also, she has the numbers 189. Those are the most successful numbers in Hollywood.
Mm.
Like, I'm talking Dick Clark Productions, Brad Pitt Productions, Gwyneth Paltrow. They all
a
have
Heidi
it.
Hamilton production.
Right?
Yes.
I've got your numbers.
Ooh,
let's not hide from the
God,
back here.
You're a celebrity.
I gotta tell you something that's so cool about you guys. You technically have a soulmate connection, but let me explain what that means.
Oh, this is the worst news ever.
It means good or bad, when it's over, it's never over. So that tells me it's not like it's always easy with you two. It can't be. But it also makes for good communication.
Right.
Now, in the case of Frank, you're a bomb thrower. You know,
yikes.
You oh are.
Hence his outfit.
You got your double five, which means you like to mix it up. You get bored easily. So behind it all is a four, which is actually liking structure, going, okay, wait, what's the plan? But then your five's like, I'm so bored. I got to go.
Oh, my God. So that is so you.
It is.
Right?
You bore me.
Okay.
This is interesting.
And then we look at you, Heidi. You are a nurturer. Mm. If someone's in trouble, you are the first to step up and try to save the day.
Love it.
And you're technically an eight, so that money... When you heard Kylie, you weren't kidding.
Oh,
like, all right. Where is my... Look, you know what you are. You're like, I don't mind working hard. Where's my paycheck?
Yeah, right.
Where is
yeah.
my paycheck?
And one day you'll be able to afford sleeves on that shirt.
Yes.
You just keep working hard, Heidi.
Hashtag Heidi needs sleeves.
And then you've got a seven, which is the part of you that, although you're both communicators, you also step back and listen. Seven is the ability to observe and take it in. Mm. And then eight again means, hey, when it's all said and done, I want to be able to relax and have my security in that bank account.
That's right.
You share that. So wow. you guys, you scored when you wow. got together.
You hear Hell that? Yeah. You scored when you found
I did yeah. score when I first met you, didn't I?
I don't remember.
You were asleep. You were asleep.
The life path is the most important number. NumbersLady.com, when you go to the menu link and click on numbers, you can look up your life path because it just helps you know the basic,
yeah.
what fulfills me.
I'm fascinated by it. Now, let's say I have a friend who I know would love to have a reading.
Or, yes.
How
yes.
do people, is it all about your book? Is it about
no.
going online?
No, no, no. When they go to NumbersLady.com, okay. it shows everything I do. But of course, I do private reads.
Because I want to do this for people.
Right, yeah. and help fix their life. Absolutely. Yeah. But I also have a newsletter. It's a free newsletter where you can submit questions because I answer nice. These questions. Questions by the numbers. Numbers on everything. Kids, you know, making sure you pick the right name numbers so that you get along with that kid.
Wow. She's dead on, folks.
Nailed it!
Dead on. You get her book. You get a reading.
Get a box of chocolates.
So much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at that.
Glimmy sandwich. Glimmy sandwich.
Oh, wow.
It's a good thing.
Oh, this turned into a different show.
That was so much fun, and we're going to have so much more Dish Nation for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. People are getting crazy with these gender reveals, but Ray J and his wife, Princess Love, are taking it to a new level, literally. The couple are already parents to 17-month-old daughter, Melody, and they recently announced they're expecting their second child. Well, check out how they did their gender reveal.
We're about to hop on the chopper. They're going to lay down the smoke. It could be pink or blue, but we're going to find out right now, way up in the air.
I've never seen that style done before for a gender reveal.
It's very private. I like this one because it's a very private reveal. Just because
when you did your gender reveal, it was two people popping.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever one came out the darkest, that was the gender.
Right, but like at Porsche's thing, some people, it's like some, you didn't know because everybody had one.
Exactly.
And you
oh,
wasn't
right.
sure.
So,
like,
just
so when this helicopter went up, we just saw blue and it was like, okay.
Right,
okay.
So what y'all are saying is basically the anticipation wasn't there.
Yeah, it was
lackluster, the delivery yeah. of it, yeah.
It was a cute idea.
Let me go thousands of feet in the air to tell you something that I could tell you on the ground.
No. Yeah.
With a colored cake.
Because right. the parents know what it's going to be.
No, we do not know.
So Ray J don't know Princess Love,
no,
don't
Ray
know.
Ray J and Princess Love.
Probably loaded whatever color the smoke is
yep.
without Ray J
You
knowing.
Have your assistant put the smoke in there or tell the pilot Chat. Or whatever. Just like us, we had someone do the whole thing. But see, in mine, they actually, mm-hmm. somebody tried to trick me. Because
really?
Everybody had pink poppers but me. Somebody gave me a blue popper.
Yeah, we saw
so
you
when
spazzing
I seen
out.
It, oh, girl, I was crazy. I was like, what?
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and with the holidays coming, you know you're going to be doing a whole lot of cooking. That's why you need the Granite Tough 8-Piece Cookware Set. Listen, this high-performance cookware has non-stick natural granite coating, which makes for easy cleanup. You get two frying pans and two pots of various sizes with matching glass lids.
Well, honey, y'all know how I love to stir it up, baby, like Miss Patti LaBelle. So what all can I cook with?
Well, check it out, man. You can fry, saute, boil, or braise anything from fish to cheese omelets with little or no oil or butter and simply wipe clean afterwards. Mm. The pots and pans work on the stove and in the oven and has silicone handles that give you a comfortable, secure grip, and they're scratch-resistant and dishwasher-safe.
Hey, Greg, that sounds amazing. How much are they?
You won't have to sell your ring to afford it, all right? You can keep your ring on. Oh, this Granite Tough 8-Piece Cookware Set has been seen as high as $130, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Ooh,
yep, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, we got the jam for the weekend, and it comes from none other than Keith Sweat, baby. Come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
How about some good old-fashioned R&B? And it has everything to do with sweat. Now, Old Spice released a campaign of efforts to eliminate all forms of sweat from the NFL, including Washington Redskins rookie Montez Sweat. Take a look.
And today, Washington introduced their first-round draft pick, Montez Sweat.
Sweat in the NFL? Not on our watch.
Old Spice Sweat Defense is the only antiperspirant committed to blocking sweat.
That's my last name.
In the NFL.
A little aggressive if your name is Montez Sweat. Even more aggressive if your name is Keith Sweat. The most famous sweat that we've known for over 25 years. And he didn't take this lightly. He felt some type of way and he released a response. Check it out.
When I made a sweat. No, not one drop.
His whole career for this moment.
Okay. I bet your assistant made it to Keith. We're back.
Okay.
So between Old Spice and Keith Sweat, who y'all think won this battle?
Keith? Nobody.
Yeah. Both hands down, Keith Sweat. Okay, yeah. He killed it.
But yeah. You know who asked for this?
Who?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Baby.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.